Pasuk says, Rash Va'eri Perek Vov, Yidaver Hashem al Moishu Ya'al Aroin, Yitzavim es B'nei Yisrael al Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Haruitzi es B'nei Yisrael Miyaz Yitzrayim. Hashem was Yitzavir, Yidaver Hashem al Moishu Ya'al Aroin, Yitzavim, and commanded al B'nei Yisrael al Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Haruitzi es B'nei Yisrael Miyaz Yitzrayim. So there was a tzivoy over here, but what's the vayitzavim? So Rashi says, tzivom aleihem hanhigom benachas lizboil oiso. And the Simpson Chacham is mazbil, the yisoid over here that the Moshe Aaron, the tzivoy over here was, it seems to be by Sarah al B'nai Yisrael, like you should command Klai Yisrael to be moitzed themselves. So the pshat is, it wasn't Mitzvah Klai Yisrael about themselves, what they should do for themselves. It's Sarah Moshman about Klai Yisrael. To Lizboil, Anhiga B'nachas, to Lizboil Oiso, and the Paroi, the Nerd, the Kovu, the Paroi. So we'll have to understand if I say, why that go over here? Was the end that he was with Sabbath of Bnei Yisrael, Higa bin Nachas, Velizbel Oiso. What's the pshat? And also, we find in the next parasha, Eilu Roshi Beis Avoiso, in the next parasha right away, it turns me Yaches, Moshe Ba'ar. It's weird, what's the, no, the Yichus of Moshe Ma'aron. This episode weird to be Yachus of Moshe Ma'aron. So that's when Tzvon Oishtei, the Gemaldi, the Yisur, and Tzvay Yitzave, that Mina Oysa Lusori. And in this place here, Moshe Ma'aron were now installed as leaders of Klal Yisrael. Till now, it could have been Avada Moshe wasn't appointed as the leader. He had a shlichus to go to Klal Yisrael, so tell them they're going out. Here in Mitzrayim, Vayitava Moshe, Hashem Moshe v'Aaron, Vayitzavein, he gave a command, meaning, as they referred, that he was Mitzavein on B'nai Yisrael. That means there now will be accepted, we're going to be accepted as the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and they're going to command, be in command of Klal Yisrael, be manhigim from Klal Yisrael. Here was the appointment exactly, comes out according to the Sforno, the Chol HaPolis, that Hashem was memana them, al sorin, as leaders of Klal Yisrael. And it could be the Fizetz Vayim and Duyuk now, why we went into right away, and it's interrupted over here, Rashi's was interrupted, we spoke about Moshe Ma'aron, but the Fizetz Vayim and Duyuk, because since we were now becoming, they became appointed leaders, so he wanted miyachas them to show their gavaldik yichus and why they were royal to be appointed leaders because it's meridik yichus. And Amram, and it says Amram. But Rashi tells us the big yisoid over here, as Hashem was appointed them to be leaders of Klal Yisrael, there was a tzivoy in that tzivoy, as Rashi tells us, tzivam aleihem lanhigom benachas. That in the tzivoy to be mitzavah them, in the tzivoy to be leaders, was be otzivo et lanhiga benachas ve lizbol oiso, to be soivel them. This is a very, very big yisoid of Oisai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that if you're going to deal with Klal Yisrael, or you're going to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, you must possess, you must be manic with the midah of Savlonis. Savlonis means to have patience, to be a patient. In order to be a leader, you must show the midah of Savlonis. As Rashi tells in other places, Klal Yisrael has the midah of Tarchonim, Klal Yisrael has the midah of that they're going to give you a run for your money. You must be noyeg with midah of Savlonis. What is the yisoid of midas hasavlonis? What is the makor of the midas? So they ask of Chaim Kanievsky, he says, shlita. Because Chaim Kanievsky said when he wrote about his wife, and they asked him, what was the one midah you would say was the most outstanding midah of the great Rebbetzin Kanievsky? So he said, midas hasavlonis. A midah of patience. Anybody who knew the Rebbetzin, unbelievable midah of patience. How she dealt with every person, every mishugas, every anyone in Klal Yisrael, whether he was a leader, whether he was a choshev yid, whether he was a put the poor. The Rebbetzin Kanievsky's midas hatzuma was midas hasavlonis. So the yes of Chaim, what's the soy of midas hasavlonis? So he brought a Rashi in the Masech the Gittin. The Rashi says over there. That the Yisoida, the Rashi says that the Yisoida Midas Havlonis is Hanova. Midas Hanova. It's to be humble. The person doesn't have Savlonis for somebody else because he has Midas Hagaiva. That's why he doesn't have patience for any people. Because, and we can understand a certain level, you know, I'm dealing with somebody, he's not doing what I want. He's not going the way, he's upsetting me. So therefore, I get angry at him, I get upset, I express my upsetness at the person. What's the pshat? Because that's, I'm centered around myself. And everything's, you know, self-centered. So when it comes to somebody else's mishugas, or somebody else's problem, or somebody else's idiosyncrasies, I can't deal with it because everything's about myself. The person, in order to work on Midas, it comes out as Yisod and Yisod is the Gezach. That Midas HaNov is the Yisod of Midas HaSavlonis. And therefore, Midas HaSavlonis is an outgrowth of a person who's an Anonov. Rashi says, under the Sunusa, Savlanusa, Shesoval Azeh, Beloy Hargo. Under the Sunusa is the Anov, is the Yisod of Midas HaSavlonis in Rashi. And we have to understand that could be what Rosh Bo was teaching the leaders of Klal Yisrael. That the leaders of Klal, even though you're a leader, and the leader of Teva is above everybody else, but Soifel Sheldovar, no matter how big you are, and how great you are, what you possess, what you possess, could be the biggest miyuchas, it could be the most choshev yid. Soifel Sheldovar, you have to have a place in your heart and patience for everybody around us. The etzem, this is yisoy gadol rabbosai, for anybody, any relationship with other people. A manig, you have to understand, has to be something miyuchad in his koyach of relationships. A person who's a manig, as Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested out all the people that were manhigim of Klal Yisrael. He tested them out with sheep first. To see, before the Medrash system, was careful with Gezel, but Avada, there was a certain Indian there that he would be able to be careful with each sheep, as we saw Dovid HaMelech, and Moshe Rabbeinu were shepherds. And how they were so careful with every sheep, and the concern for every sheep. In order to be in, a person that's a manig, that's in charge, that's involved with so many people, and be able to give each person in your flock, who you're over, the right hanhoga, you must have patience for them. You must have patience. If you will not have patience, you won't be able to deal with them. Each one has his own needs. In order to deal with somebody who has needs, you have to step out of your own self and be able to perceive and to go into the other people's shoes, go into his heart, go into his mind. If you can't do that, you're self-centered, you're involved with yourself, you can't lower yourself for that, so then you're going to have a big problem with leading people and dealing with people as a man. What we can take out from that basis is that everybody in their lives is involved in relationships. And everybody is a certain type of, has also a certain type of hanhogas, demonic. their relationships. And this anhag also is dealing with people that we're close with, that we have to advise, that we have to lead, whether it's in the form of being a balabas of your own house, you're a manik. Versus a machanich, the person in charge of a group of people, could be in a different area, it doesn't have to be in chinuch, a chinuch for sure that way, you're a manik. But be'etzem, Rabbi say, in any relationship, Rabbi say, in any relationship with another human being, Rabbi say, if we want that relationship to be able to succeed, we have to practice midas hasachmonis. Because in a relationship between two people, be'etzem, each one is helping to guide the other one. Each one is involved in the other one's life if there's a relationship there. And each one in a relationship will look to the other one for guidance. And therefore, there's a need for patience. But that means stepping out of your own picture, by saying, and stepping into the picture of that person. And that was the goddess of the Rebbe Tzedaka, and that's the goddess of the Emes Manik B'Yisrael, and that's the goddess of any manik of his household, by saying. His minister is Aflamas. The worst thing, Rabbi Yisrael, that a person could do as being a manik in his own house, whether between him and his wife, or his wife's looking up to him, between him and his children, is to fly off the handle. Not being able to handle the situation in the home. Not being able to put up with the situation. Not being able. And that comes, Rabbi Yisrael, from a lack of midas of anova, as Rashi tells us, because a person can't be soivel on anybody else. He can only be soivel himself. In that times, maybe not even that he has a hard time with. But if I had to be soevel other people, it's very difficult for me. They have any idiosyncrasies. They're like this, they're like that. They come late, they come early, they're this, they're not on time. This is not on time, that's not on time. And not be able to soevel them. This is a meter that's so necessary for us to have successful relationships with people. To be able to be soevel. To be able to disable all the different types of zachar. It's a midah atzuma that a person, if a person works on it, a person, I believe, Rabbi Yisrael, as we mentioned before, the midas hanava plays such a important role in this ending of Savaris. Because what does anava mean, Rabbi Yisrael? Anava is really a recognition, and midas hanava, Rabbi Yisrael, which is the greatest midah that a person could possess, as Ramban writes in his letter, his Igeres Ramban, that Midas Anov is the mi'ula from all midas of Bosan. Not to get upset, not to get all charged up, somebody does something wrong, somebody hurts you, somebody, not to get upset. To understand that everything's first of all for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but also, I am who I am, why do we get upset? Because, oh, it's me, you did it to me, you know, I'm all upset. Person, oh no, okay, I get what is coming to me, that's all. And a person could deal in life, a person, an unbelievable difference. If he learns to be this, as a flawless person. If he learns to be a man, he learns to handle the different situations of life with this, as a flawless. His whole household could be different. His whole life could be different. It's a different type of life, a person. But if he's more sorrow, boy, son, he becomes loved by everybody. We saw this midah Rabbi Yisrael by Gedolim. I mean, he wrote about the Rebbetzin, they wrote about the Rebbetzin, Harsaflonis, and these Kakas people saw it in such an unbelievable way. You know how people would drive her nuts. That you would make her crazy. And she was able always with a smile, always able to handle anything that came her way. And that's what she was beloved by everybody. But also, people accepted her advice because they realized that she truly meant she stepped out of her own life and enter into the life of somebody else. This by Gedolim we sound it. Rashi says this with the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava to deal with Klal Yisrael. If you want to deal the right way with Klal Yisrael, acquire midas hasavlonis. You have to really be soevel all that inner considered. They might not listen to you. They might complain. They might this. Learn to handle that. Learn to have patience for them. And this way, you'll be able to manage it the right way. If you get all upset, if you get all charged up, you're not able to handle, fly up the handle, they won't listen to you, you won't have enough of them, it's just gonna not gonna work. And this is such an important thing, Rabbi Yisrael, which it's something that if you want to have success in Shalom Bayis, if you want to have success in your relationship with your wife, you must possess Midas HaSavonos. And I suggest at this time, a person has roommates, a person has people in yeshiva that annoy him, get him upset. You know, how do we deal with that, Rabbi Yisrael? How do we deal with that? How we can deal with an elephant of cottonness. We say, he can do this to me, this, and that, and we complain, and we'll get hyped up about it. We'll get dealing with an orphan of God, we're supposed to be kind of Midas HaSavlonis. Be kind of Midas HaAnof. Not to answer back. Not to get all of that. The guy's an issue, he gets all upset. Okay, be cyber him. Deal with it. You don't realize much, you're acquiring pearls for life. You're acquiring a Mahal HaChaim that will leave tremendous Yisuris of Shalom Bayis. Here, Midas of Lonis, the place that can deal with everybody, that in there is Koyach HaVita, which we speak so much about, the place. To be able to be invited to somebody else, that's be Koyach HaSavlonis. You don't have to have your way. You realize that that person might need their way, and that's enough. Barry Levin was a very, very poor man. He came over from Chutz Lawrence. He came over from Chutz Lawrence to live here in Eretz Yisrael. In the early 1900s, he came to Eretz Yisrael to live. It was his dream. He came as a bocha, and he got engaged to his wife. She gave her a chashur, a family, but he had nothing to give her in the cheder yichud. She said, what can I give you? I have nothing. I would love to give you something. I was playing. His parents weren't here. I think they instead stayed in Europe. He had no money, he was learning in yeshiva. So he said to his wife, the Chedi Yichud, I can't give you anything, but I'm going to give you a present. Our Gantz alive together with Hashem, I want to always be Mavad. This was the present he gave his wife, the Chedi Yichud. To learn how to be Mavad, to learn how to be soluble to somebody else, that's really being Mavad to Be'etzah Pshat. What's Pshat? He's getting on your nerves. That's making you crazy, coming over you, hacking you, making you crazy, saying this and saying that. You've done something you don't like. So it affects your personal... Sometimes it's crazy that it affects you, but it does affect you. So if you're going to go in and get angry at him, if you're going to go in and berate him, so what's going to happen? What's going on over there? The challenge is that you have to have your way by answering him back, by going out and attacking him. And going out and not handling the situation, but in essence, what are you doing? You're really showing that you have to have the upper hand. But if you have that koach of self-knowledge, but that's what are you doing? You're being mevatel. You're being on your own gaiva, your own self-centeredness, and say, okay, let him complain. Let him. He needs it. I'm going to be soiva, whatever it is. I'm mevatel on my own. I'm not going to answer him back. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let it go. But what he said, this is an unbelievable zachar. Because most things that tick us off is because we have this self-centeredness, we have this ego, and a person does something and we can't mevato on our ego. That's the issue. We can't mevato on our ego. We have to win. We have to win out. He does something we don't like, we have to answer him back. You have to give him a shtoch back. You have to say something back to him. And we can't be soivel his thing because our ego gets in the way. And we can mevater on our ego. But if we can be happy soivel, we need to be able to mevater on our ego for the sake of that person. To be soivel. Again, we can help him out. You see he's going through a tzara. It's bothering us. But to try to help him is not a problem. But to go out and make a fight over it, and not even fatter over the place side. All we're doing is mechazik our ego, and all we're doing is mechazik our ego, and not being kind of midas toivus. I just saw a maize in one of these guys. He is unbelievable mice, just on the Kircha Vita that we always talk about, an unbelievable mice, it just came out now, recently. And we see that a person has to know we never lose by being Mevatar. We said, Shach, we said this many times, it's losing. Today we were Mazbin Amkos, those who heard it, we have gained the pearls, a pearl today, a real pearl. But it came out, what the Yisoid of Kircha Vita is based on. But the Maisa Koach Avita, which is Koach HaSafron, is to be saved with another person, and not, you don't have to have your way. Shach once said that you never lose out. You never lose out of the fear. What I understand, what I'm saying now is also you never lose out because you've practiced a Midah Toiva on yourself, and the Maisa, you're going to benefit in your Midahs from it. You never lose out to Etz in this world of Maisai. So we should have the Maisa that was there. The chasa is supposed to take place on a Monday, the beginning of this the winter's month. And the maisa is set for Monday. The mother of the kala gets a call on about 3-4 weeks before the wedding, maybe a month before the wedding. Hello, this is Mrs. Bernstein. Yes, Mrs. Bernstein, who's this? Mrs. whatever her name was. I know this is very uncomfortable for me to tell you this, to ask this from you, but with Maisa, I have a serious problem. We're making a chasana on Sunday, before your chasana on Monday. And it just goes, we just realized that Mechutonim just called us, and it's a tremendous problem. It's a tremendous problem. What's the problem? Mechutonim, we didn't realize it's a yortzeit of a certain Zayda. There's a minig in the kubul in the mishpacha that they don't go to any simchas. All the cousins, the uncles, the aunts don't go to any simchas on the day of the yortzeit. So she said, "I know it's a very uncomfortable feeling. I know what I'm asking is very strange, but would you consider changing the day of your chasana to Sunday, and we'll go to Monday, and therefore we'll avoid the problem with the mechutam." The lady was fuming. The lady says, "Who gave you my number in the first place?" He said, "We called the hall. And they gave us the number of the person who made the night before." She was so upset. She said, "Well, how can they do that? That's the first hall giving me. Who gives this private information? And secondly, my parents are coming from Eretz Yisrael. They have to rest up. I purposely made the chasa on Monday. They have time to rest up." So she got to my search, that was going on in her mind. She said, "Listen, I'll think about it. Probably it's not going to be, but I'll think about it." She hung up. And she was fuming when she got off the phone. She called the hall. She said, "What kind of business is giving out my name? So wants to change the date. Everybody, you know, all the relatives know. I didn't send out the invitations yet. All the relatives know. The calls were set for Monday. Here she wants to change it to Sunday. What?" The kids, the people at the hall apologized. There was a secretary. That was that gave it out. She made a mistake. She should have done it. Won't happen again. The kids, she decided not mine for sure. It's not Shach, her grandpa, everything. The kids, she was about to go shopping with the kala that day, the next day, and she said, "Oh, I just have to make a phone call. It's important." But yeah, this lady called. She was like saying, "This lady called, and she wanted to change the day of the wedding." Can you imagine? 3 weeks before the wedding, she wants to change the day of the wedding, and. You know, it's ridiculous, I just want to call her back and tell her. I said, "I'll think about it. I just made sure to be nice, courteous. It's ridiculous. I'm calling her back right now just to tell her that's not Shach." So the kala says, "No, 1 second. Why not? Why don't we talk?" "Are you serious?" He said, "Yeah, listen. I'm going to get married now. I need all the shusim in the world. What a shus to go into a wedding with being mevata and giving up your wedding day for somebody else and just switching. Day before, we made arrangements, everything that the wedding invitation didn't really go out. It's by the print, it's going out any day. But Lamai said, what's wrong with me? Mevata, give it. It's something Gevaldik is supposed to. I need to say that's right for the wedding day. I need to say that's right for my whole life. What better thing on the day of my wedding than Mevata for somebody else?" So Father starts to think, he said, "What about Zadie and Bobby? Don't worry about that. They'll have the Shabbos to rest up. It's not such a difference." And the mother started to think, "Taka, what, you know, what's so big? Why not Mevata help out another Mevata?" The kids they talk about it a little more, and the mother says, "You know what, we're going to do it." They call the printer. The printer says, "Well, what are you doing?" "Well, I had to convince the printer." The printer said, "Did you really do it yet? But it's a tear for you." The kids, the printer said, "Okay, we'll do it. You know, no fee, okay." They called up the people and they said, listen, Kala decided the whole thing. Wow, give all the brachas. Because of that Sunday came, Kala was an Omzil Siat Ishmaya, everything like that. Sunday night, when they got back home, the wind started. On Monday, day of the second Chasana, they got a call. You better have the Chasana early Monday. Hurricane Sandy's hitting. Second Chasana, which was she was supposed to be on Monday, there was no Kamat, no Chasana. Chasana was messed up. They had to make the Chasana early. Many people didn't come. All the guests didn't come. And the Chasana was really, they said so much so that I just read the Kala was Mamash and Kamat and Tia, the second Kala. Listen, there was nothing to do, but for my social daughter, the whole Korach Avitur was, can you imagine? She would have the Chasana Monday, it would have been her Chasana. Of course, she had Korach Avitur. Listen, we don't want to wish on anybody else, not the Meisav, but you sort of Korach Avitur. You never lose. You never lose. People say, why give in? Don't give in. Because I have my ego. Tell me, I got a winner. You can't be soiled that guy. I have to win out. I have to get the last word. I have to get that piece of chicken. If he'll get that piece. But please, I. Shach said in Nara, you see, you never lose the Korach Avitur. These don't understood it, boys. And if you learn it, in Korach Avitur, you'll have a successful marriage, successful life. Korach Avitur, you don't stand by. Okay, there are certain things that you have to stand up for. Chas v'shalom, person being shachalo, ruchni is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Gashmi, especially, boys, in life, Korach Avitur, boys, Korach HaSavonis. Let's break that ego. The ego, that's the thing that killed the gaiva. The gaiva. And these Hashem will be zircha. And we will vater. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, see the Korach Avitur. And these will be vater for us. That even though we do our veiris, and we do the wrong thing, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will vater. We will be Mashiach Zikeinu in heaven.